The people of southern Sudan are set to vote in January on whether to secede from the north. There's plenty of reason to suspect they'll want to. A decades-long civil war in the African nation just ended 5 years ago, and mistrust between the two sides lingers. That's especially obvious in an oil-rich area called Abyei. Abyei straddles the border between northern and southern Sudan, and officials are arguing over whether it belongs to the north or south. Failure to resolve this issue could spark renewed fighting in Sudan. Rebecca Hamilton is reporting from Abyei for the Pulitzer Center, and she says the dispute is causing concern among members of the region's dominant ethnic group, the Nok Dinka.
For them, the looming tension is particularly distressing because it was only in 2008, when they were in Abyei, that their entire town was destroyed. If you walk throughout Abyei, it's impossible not to get the physical reminders of violence in 2008. So you'll speak to people and they will say, see here, this was my home, and you're looking at the charred remains of a building. Or see here, this was my stall, the remains of a market that is no longer there. So they've had this very recent history with violence that's making them all the more nervous as these reports are coming out from the UN, from the political level, about the failure to resolve the dispute over whether Abyei is going to belong to the north or the south.
Who was responsible for setting fires to the stalls and homes back in 2008?
It was primarily northern troops belonging to something called Brigade 31.
These are northern troops who are under the control of the government of Sudan, since the south has
correct.
Yes, since the south is not under the government's control from the north. The people who are there, though, what are they telling you right now about this referendum and about what they see in their own future?
The Nok Dinka, the people who are residing in Abyei at the moment, they have been promised a referendum in the past and it didn't happen. They're very fearful that that's going to happen again, that they're not going to get their right to determine their future. They very much want to be part of southern Sudan, and they're very, very scared that if the southern Sudan referendum goes ahead and southern Sudan becomes an independent nation, then Abyei could be stuck under the rule of Omar al-Bashir and his ruling National Congress Party.
The president.
Correct.
And what would that mean for them, though?
If Abyei was to be annexed to the north, then they would feel not only disconnected from their people, but they have great fears of violence and retaliation against them by the northern government of President Omar al-Bashir and by the Misriya that he often uses as his proxies to fight the Nok Dinka.
Since the river of oil that runs underneath Abyei is so much in contention here, do you see the effects of that oil above ground?
Actually, oil feels completely irrelevant on the ground here in Abyei. The benefits that one might have expected you would get if you had oil wealth under your ground, they're not here. One of the most striking sights in Abyei at the moment is that there are electricity poles that have been put up in the streets, which is rare in southern Sudan, and it's the first sign of any development in Abyei. But as yet, the electricity is not connected, and people are pretty doubtful that it ever will be.
Why is that, that if they have this resource, they don't even have power for electricity?
The reason they're not getting the benefits from the oil wealth is that the northern government of President Omar al-Bashir, which was supposed to share the oil wealth with the residents of Abyei during this period of the agreement, refused to do so because of the remaining disputes about the status of Abyei. And to date, that money that has accumulated from the oil during the period since the peace agreement was signed is still frozen in accounts.
Rebecca Hamilton, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rebecca Hamilton is a fellow at the New America Foundation. She's reporting from Abyei, a flashpoint in negotiations over the upcoming referendum on independence for southern Sudan.